This is CPR News. I'm May Ortega. A Weld County school district may suspend or even expel students who attend class after getting a positive coronavirus test. Students who come to school while waiting for test results could also face disciplinary action. The district, Weld RE4, opened this week and is already dealing with at least one case of COVID-19. Officials announced dozens of staff and students at Windsor Middle School would have to stay home after a student tested positive. Additional evacuations have been ordered near the Cameron Peak fire west of Fort Collins. Here's CPR's Sam Brash.
The order extends the evacuation area closer to the Front Range along Poudre Canyon. Specifically, it applies near Panic Pass, south of Highway 14. All homes and businesses are being asked to gather belongings, protect their homes, and leave the area. The sheriff's office warns there is immediate danger after the Cameron Peak fire grew to over 16,000 acres last night. The fire is just miles north of Rocky Mountain National Park, but firefighters say the terrain should make it difficult for the flames to enter the park. I'm Sam Brash, CPR News.
Colorado has confirmed a second human case of West Nile virus this year. The resident of Boulder is in their 70s and has been hospitalized. Delta County reported the state's first case earlier this month. 122 people got West Nile in Colorado last year, and 8 people died. August and September are considered peak months for the virus, which is typically spread by mosquitoes. It is 97 and hazy in Grand Junction with a high of 100 tomorrow. This is CPR News.